Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm glad you're back. I'm Janice Mary, your host, and I hope you had a wonderful week. This week, I wanted to discuss something that came to me actually this morning when I was doing a little bit of a meditation. And a lot of times, thoughts will just kind of come flooding into my mind. And that is really comes from our soul energy, especially when they're thoughts that have insight or any kind of wisdom. You know, a lot of times when I'm working with people, sometimes things will come into my mind that I feel isn't really something that I'm thinking. So that's how our soul helps us and guides us. And the best way that we can get our messages from our soul and from our spirit is to kind of step aside, is to try to clear our minds and not always just be thinking and thinking, which really creates not any space for our soul to come in. So it's really important for us to kind of step out of the way. And, you know, waking up first thing in the morning, you know, you're not really necessarily thinking of that many things, or you're not being distracted, or, you know, your tasks of your daily life isn't getting in the way yet because you just woke up. So generally, that's a time when spirit or my soul, you know, will give me some insight or some information. And usually it's because I'm asking on some level a question, you know, whether I've had a client that I'm thinking about, or I just have something kind of circulating in my mind that needs an answer. Usually it will come to me at some point. So this morning what I heard, which I thought was really interesting because I really love law of attraction and spirit, and my soul has taught me so much about our thoughts and beliefs, and you know, I find all of that really fascinating, and it really is pretty intricate. It's not easy figuring out what comes first. You know, is it our thoughts that create what we're creating, or, you know, how does all this work? It can be a little confusing. So I'm always asking for clarification. So this morning, what I got was basically what we perceive, how we perceive our world, really does account for a lot of our thoughts. So if we perceive something, we tend to then believe it without question. And that's no fault of ours. That's just how our brain works. And when we perceive something that's good and we believe it, that helps us. That just motivates us and helps us. But if we perceive things that are not so good, that can begin to create a catalog of thoughts that will keep coming to us, and we will tend to believe them because we keep having them. And I see that in myself, and I see that in my clients. I say it all the time, but it's true. And so if what we perceive is what we then choose to start to believe, which makes sense because then we're going to get more and more thoughts that are going to be similar, then that's kind of the internal state we receive. So what we perceive is what we choose to then believe. And then at some point we do receive it. And when we do this in a good way, we get good things. But when we do this in a negative way, we unfortunately create internal states that cause us a lot of pain. And that's what I see with my clients and myself at times. Perception that leads to this belief that we're not good, that we're not good enough, that we somehow are failing our lives. I see extremely successful people, intelligent people that are plagued with insecurities, you know, thinking that at some point they're not going to be able to continue doing their jobs, or they're not going to be able to continue their life for some reason or another. And it's coming from their earlier perceptions. You know, our earlier perceptions are so strong, you know. So if we keep choosing to believe the things that we have perceived about people, you know, we can kind of go off the rails a little bit. So the way to kind of combat this, the way to kind of help ourselves with this is, yes, asking our soul for help, because the thing that proves to us our worth is our soul. Our soul comes in with such love and abundance that kind of will knock out any belief that you have about yourself. But you you're not going to be in your soul energy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you're going to come in and out of your soul energy. So there are going to be times when you believe, oh yeah, I'm worthy and I'm good enough and everything is fine. And then there's going to be times when you're going to kind of move out of your soul energy, and the thoughts that you have perceived since birth are going to start flooding in again, making you feel like that wasn't true. What my soul is saying is not true. And we don't want to believe that. We want to increase the knowledge that the soul gives us and decrease what the ego gives us. And this is a way that we can do it. So when I was kind of, you know, thinking about this morning, and I just got that one line that kept coming into my head over and over, you know, what we perceive is really kind of what we believe. And from what we believe, we choose to believe certain things. And when we choose to believe certain things, we stay in those thoughts for longer periods of time. So if I choose to believe that I am not worthy because I am not thin enough, then all my thoughts are going to be centered around weight and weight loss and how I look and how people are perceiving me. Do they look at me and see somebody that's heavy? You know, so all my thoughts are going to be centered around that. So we can see what I'm perceiving about myself, and what I'm choosing to believe is then what I am going to receive internally. And then I'm going to look out in the world to support that. I'm going to see, you know, how the world does support that, how the world is very conditional. And when we do that, you know, this causes a lot of internal stress and pain that we do not want. You know, when I was younger, I used to be very obsessed about my weight and how I looked. And because when you're a young person, you know, that's kind of where you are. As you get older, that does settle down a little bit, but for some people it doesn't. It never goes away. And I'll have to say, connecting to my soul energy really has helped so much with that, because I know that I'm so much more than this body, that this body is just my vehicle. This body is just my car that's housing my soul. And when I go back into spirit, I will have a spirit body, and I won't have to worry about any of this. So feeling that comfort takes that issue away. Now, does that mean that I'm just going to go to hell and eat whatever the heck I want to eat and get really heavy? No, because that's not healthy for me, and it doesn't make me feel good. So where this issue used to get me to the point where I didn't want to go out, or I didn't want to go to the beach, and it would affect me so much, it doesn't any longer. It's no longer I have to look a certain way to be in the world. It's more like I want to always just treat my body better because I feel better. That's very, very different. And so for me, it feels like a healed belief system. But that took, you know, some time, you know, going to my soul energy and really realizing that we're all one, and really realizing that our bodies are just vehicles. And until I really, really, truly believed that, I started choosing different thoughts to support that. So now, even though I may, you know, try to eat healthy and diet or do different things, it doesn't mean the same that it used to mean. My whole sense of self-worth was based on my weight. And so it was, if I wasn't a certain size, then, you know, I was completely not worthy. So that's no longer the case. Now it's more just a health issue and a feeling good issue and feeling a little bit in control. You know, when you're out of control with your food and you're just eating anything that you want, it can be fun for a little while. But then you notice, you can see that you feel really out of control. And when living here in this world, you know, there's a lot of stress and a lot of things that can make us feel out of control. And food does help to medicate us. You know, food is a way that soothes us and settles us down. So got off on a little tangent there, but I think it's helpful to give an example so you could see how this works. So now my what I'm perceiving about myself and my body and this world has completely flip-flopped, has completely changed. So the need to be a certain weight is not as high as it used to be, which does affect my motivation sometimes, but that's okay. Because I realize that there's so much more to me than just a body and just a weight and just what we look like. So that was a very healing thing that my soul gave me. So if I, as growing up as a teenager, I'm perceiving all over the place that the only thing that's important to other people is weight, And then if that's what I'm perceiving all the time, I'm creating that to some degree. And then I'm living in that. And when I'm living in that, I'm having thoughts about it. And all those thoughts get cataloged and saved. Like we're like a little computer. So all of our bad thoughts get cataloged and saved. And, you know, and then we kind of pick from them. And the thoughts that get us the most, we hang on to. And those thoughts like, I'm not good enough because I'm not thin enough, I will hold on to, and then just support that by other people and things in the world. And then you can see more thoughts will come in that way. So, and then it becomes a big issue. And then it could even create an eating disorder because you're always picking those thoughts to live in. And you're not really living in anything else but those thoughts. So that's why our mind, it's a beautiful thing. It's like a computer, but we need to just learn to work it a little bit better. And because we're so ingrained in this computer, we do need something to kind of jolt us out of it. And that would be the soul energy. That would be the energy that lives within us. That helps us jolt us a little bit out of it, out of us. Because what happens when we go into that soul energy and we ask questions, it's very, very different than what the world will tell you. The soul's belief system and how your soul perceives you to some degree is vastly different than what you perceive you to be. Thank goodness, because it's filled with nothing but love and admiration for you and hope for you and wanting you just to be really, really happy, you know. So that's very different than the messages and the belief system the world has created for us. So it's really time for us to move away from the world's belief system and choose the soul's or the spirit's belief system. And that belief system is really layered with love. And if you're getting anything else, then you're back in your ego. So if you're getting any kind of criticism or any kind of put downs or anything like that, that's not the belief system of the soul. You're not in that soul energy. When you're in that soul energy, you know you've hit on something really amazing and beautiful. You just know it. When you're in your ego, there's nothing but complaints and evaluations and put downs and you're not good enough and, you know, you may end up somehow on the streets and your life is going to, you know, fall apart. That's the ego. The ego loves to scare us and does a really good job of that. And when the ego gives us a thought that's really scary like that, it's very hard not to take it and it's very hard not to live in it. I had a client the other day tell me, you know, that she's so afraid that if she couldn't work anymore, she would end up in the street. And, you know, she has a lot of support and that would never happen for her. And we would never let that happen to her. But that's her fear. And, you know, when I told her that a lot of people have that fear, that I hear that all the time, that people think they're going to lose everything and end up in the streets, that that's a common fear. She was shocked. She was shocked that other people feel that. So I feel in a lot of ways our belief systems and the way we perceive the world, we don't even talk to each other about, you know. So we don't even know that other people are having the same thoughts and having these same beliefs and living in these same fears. You know, we have gotten a little bit, isolated from one another. So we're not talking as intimately. Sometimes we are and sometimes we're not. So for many of my clients to say to me often, really, other people believe, you know, think how I think or other people believe the way I believe is a surprise to them. And, you know, because I am in the position of listening to people for the past 20 years, I know I've been hearing for 20 years what people really think intimately, what they really think about themselves and their lives. So I know what I think and I know what other people think and I know it's all the same. So that's a great relief to me and other people. When I listen to other people, it's like, oh yeah, I've thought that, or oh yeah, I've thought that, was a relief to me when I first started practicing. So when we're really a little bit more intimate with each other, we find that we definitely have the same things going on. And that's why it's so important for us to get back into what we're trying to learn. So again, to just recap what we're talking about, because I know this can get a little confusing. So basically, what we perceive, what we have been perceiving our whole lives, is what we start to have thoughts about, and those thoughts start to multiply, like law of attraction, like thoughts attract. So how we're perceiving in the world will start multiplying our thoughts like a little computer and get cataloged. And as we perceive, we start to choose. We start choosing, you know, that thought, this thought. This feels real. That feels real. And once we do that, we start living in those thoughts. And once we're living in those thoughts, we start creating from those thoughts. So what we are perceiving, and then what we choose, and it's really important to understand that we're choosing to believe something. Because if we don't realize it's a choice, we can't change it. So the spirit world, my soul has always pointed that out to me. You're choosing this. You're choosing this. You know, you're choosing to stay in this internal state. It's not a bad thing. You know, it's not we're wrong. It's just that if we don't want to be in pain or we want to create something different, we have to choose differently. We have to challenge our perceptions and we have to choose differently. And that's so key, because often when we have thoughts, we just kind of hang out in them. And, you know, I never realized that I really had that choice, and that making that choice creates and changes your life in so many beautiful ways. So that's important for us to realize it's a choice. So perceiving something is just the way we perceive things. And that may not be so much of a choice, but what we choose to believe is our choice. And then what we choose to believe is what we're going to receive. I do feel like it is kind of all three of those things work hand in hand. So the more we start to believe better about ourselves, because we are better than we think, then our perceptions will start to change eventually. But generally, we're all of us are working with older perceptions, and the older perceptions, the perceptions when we were, you know, I would say maybe from age 5 and up, because that's when we start having memory. Those perceptions are the things that we need to work on a little bit, because those are the ones that get in our way, and they feel old. So once we heal them, we can move on from them and then create new perceptions from that point on. Now I know if I walk into a room and it's quiet and people are just looking at me, my first thought isn't, oh, they were talking about me. My first thought is now, oh, I wonder what was going on in here. You know, so my whole perception has changed, but that's because a lot of my belief system has changed. So they do all work hand in hand, and that's maybe where it can get a little confusing, but you don't really have to know any of that. You just have to know that your perceptions, my perceptions, have been way off about myself and people, and in many, many ways. And that's good news, because if your perceptions are off, you can change it. And you don't want to look that somehow you're defective, that your perceptions have been off. It's what we all do. We all misperceive because we're all so sensitive. We're sensitive beings. So when people are moody or when people take out their anxiety or pain on us, we take it very personally. And then we feel not good enough, or we feel bad about ourselves. And so that's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault in any of that. And the soul energy will always talk about that. Soul energy will never blame other people. It doesn't blame you, and it doesn't blame other people for where we are right now. So that's important. So I was asking my soul spirit energy, well, how could I help people out of this? You know, what would help me? What would help other people? And what they said is make a list. You know, make a list of all the things that you believe about yourself, good and bad. What do you believe about yourself? You know, and really be honest. Do you believe you're a good person? Do you believe you're a bad person? You know, do you believe you're not good enough because you're weak, or because you're not successful enough? What are you believing about yourself in your life? And just write them down. Write 5 on each side, your top beliefs about yourself. You know, I believe that I'm not good enough. You know, I believe because I'm not in a relationship, I'm not a worthy person. Or, you know, I believe that because I don't have a lot of money, that somehow I'm inferior to people, that people that have more money are more powerful than I am. If I'm not pretty enough or young enough, that that I'm not worthy anymore. You know, write down all of your beliefs. And it's easier to write down the negative beliefs because they're so at hand, because so many of us believe so many bad things about ourselves. But also write down the things you believe about yourself that are good, the things that you do like about yourself and you've come to believe, you know, that you're a good person or that you're a generous person or that, you know, you like to look at people in a good way. You like to give people the benefit of the doubt, that you're not selfish, you know, whatever it is that you believe about yourself in a good way. So the spirit world will, the spirit world will say about the good and the bad. And this kind of cracked me up this morning as I was going for a walk. When I said, oh, okay, so our good beliefs are right and our bad beliefs are wrong. And my soul said, nope, they're both wrong. They're both wrong. I was like, oh, how could my good beliefs about myself be wrong? That's terrible. You know, at least my good beliefs are something good about me. And so what I felt from my soul energy is they are, the good beliefs are also wrong because they're so, it's just a teeny bit about you that's good. And there's so much more good about you that it's so limiting that you don't see how good you are and you don't see the depth of your worth and the magnitude of what you could create and what you could do and how beautiful you are, you know. So even our good beliefs about ourselves, my soul has said, is wrong because it's so limiting, because it's just a little tip of the iceberg of how wonderful we all are. Well, I thought that was really good to hear, and made me feel really good this morning. So I hope that has the same effect on you. So they also said that we can use our good beliefs as a jumping point to realize, yes, we have all those good things about ourselves, and then use it as a jumping point to something better, you know, that use it as a springboard to know that whatever good you believe, magnify that like a million trillion times, and then you might start to slightly get close to the worth that you have when it comes to the eyes of the soul and spirit. And that's just beautiful. That's beautiful to me. So we're so much more worthy and we're so much more talented and we have so much more than we would ever, ever imagine. So do that little exercise for yourself because it'll just help you to see where you have been perceiving off. Where have you been perceiving wrong? And, you know, I find when people are under stress and triggered, that's when a lot of their perceptions that are a little off come out and come up to the surface. So when you're under stress, what do you start thinking about yourself? And what do you start thinking about other people? You know, I have a lot of clients that when they're under a lot of stress, they become a little paranoid. And again, that's okay. It's just how they've been perceiving. And they start thinking that other people are, you know, are talking about them or they can't trust them. And that's not true. So that you just want to always be challenging those thoughts or always realizing that's my habit. You know, when I am under a lot of stress, I start thinking this way. Some people, when they're under stress, just have a lot of anxiety. Some people, when under stress, they feel a little paranoid. Some people, when they're under stress, you know, overeat. So we're all doing different things when we're really, really stressed out. So whatever it is that you're doing under stress is coming from where you perceived and then what you're choosing to believe. So we do have this catalog. We have two catalogs. We have the perceptions of all the things of how unworthy we are. And then we have another catalog of how good we are. And again, the soul and the spirit would say both of those catalogs are not correct. Because if you move out and you put those books away and you just file those books for a little while and you just emptied your mind and let your soul and spirit, give your soul and spirit the space to come in, that you would be seeing and perceiving things so much different. You would be perceiving through the eyes of your soul. And sometimes I feel like I'm doing that, but not 100%. And on the days that I feel like I'm perceiving through the eyes of my soul, I feel very blessed and very lucky to know what it feels like when we do pass on into the spirit world, that it is a beautiful place, but that we do need to learn how to, choose our thoughts better. Because even in the world of spirit, we don't have an ego, but we have a mind, and our mind is able to create very, very easily in the spirit world. So if we bring some of this negativity with us, we don't really want to do that, because we don't want to create things that are not true and things that we don't deserve. So it's really good for us to get a handle on this now and to really see the depth and the greatness that lives in each one of us. So if all of us are really from this one source, if all of us are connected, then how can any part of us be unworthy? How can any part of us be not good enough? So that's where the knowledge that comes in from the soul really, really helps and heals and will support you. This is my cat, Blue, baby Blue. Sorry, he's come for a little visit. Will support, you working on new beliefs. Hi. So it's really important. Oh, watch out. It's really important for us to, to really work on this. And it's really, it can seem like, oh my goodness, this is so much work. I have so much work to do, but it really isn't. It's just asking for your soul energy for help, your spirit, your soul energy, and then looking at the belief system that you're holding, good and bad, and then to realizing you're so much more than that. So if you hold that idea in your mind and ask your soul, you will get confirmation, and you can ask today. You could say, soul energy, spirit energy that lives within me, I know you're much, much bigger than me. Can you give me a sign that this is all true, that I'm on the right track? And you could even pick a sign, pick a sign that has some meaning to you, and watch that sign come to you all day long. This will just give you confirmation that this is real and this is true. And, you don't want to take my word for it. You have to experience this yourself. And if you're listening to this and you're listening to other spiritual teachers, you're on the right path. Mm-hmm. These teachings wouldn't come to you if you hadn't asked for them. So whether you're connecting directly to your soul energy or your soul energy is connecting to you through other people, it's all the same. You might be recommended to a book, and that's your soul energy working through other people to give you messages. So anytime anybody's giving you a message of hope or love and that you're good and you're better than you think, that's coming from the other person's soul energy to you. And since we're all connected, it's all the same. So we don't have to work so hard at that. Sometimes I notice when, I'm not maybe in the best place, somebody will recommend a book, and the book is just perfect. It reminds me again to go back into the soul energy and to ask and to really know what I know and then teach from that, And it's the best thing to really live this life through the eyes of the soul, especially when this life is getting difficult. When things are going smoothly, it's a little easy. It's easier because then you just feel good. You feel good, and the need to ask is a little bit less. But it's still always important to push ourselves out of these belief systems, because even when we're feeling good, it could be we're feeling good because we just made some money or we lost some weight. So we could be feeling good for those reasons, which are very, very temporary. And the soul's, when we go into that energy, that's not temporary. It's not a temporary fix like the things of this world is. So the more we know that, the more we feel that, the better off we are. So I would totally, give this a shot. And, it can be a little confusing. So ask your soul for help. Ask your soul for clarification like I did. I think it was after one of my sessions yesterday that I was questioning. I wasn't questioning. I was just noticing how people's perceptions were creating so much pain within them, and how their perceptions are so strong that I was having a hard time breaking through them when I was with some of my clients. Like, they think such bad things about themselves, and how to break through that was really, really, I really couldn't, you know, I couldn't really make any headway in that. And that to me, you know, is a little frustrating, because it's hard to see people in pain and believe such horrible things about themselves, and then to see the state that gets created from the choice of those beliefs. So if you are creating an internal state within you that's filled with pain, and then getting you to a point where you just hate yourself, you really want to choose something else. And I'll say that to my clients all the time. Do you really, really want to believe these things about yourself? You know, even if you believe them to be true, do you just want to move out of those thoughts just for a little while and just get back into your life, get back into the present moment? You know, just get out of your thoughts altogether, you know, is the best answer sometimes. You know, go listen to music, go for a walk. Just don't let yourself, you know, swim in these thoughts that are so bad, and then triggering, and then keep triggering this internal state that creates so much pain, so much pain that some of my clients don't even want to be here anymore. And, you know, that to me is so sad and so horrific. And I ask my soul for help all the time for clients that are in that kind of pain. And the soul is always there to help and to help get us these messages, and for me to even do it this way, so that if you know, people can't get into therapy and can't work this stuff through, that there's another avenue, there's other avenues that you can get help. And sometimes just hearing, you know, that any thought that you've ever had, someone else has had, can be enough to make us feel a little bit better. So, you know, I hope this helps. And if you have any questions, if you have anything that you want to hear directly from your soul energy, or that you're getting stuck on, you know, you can email me, you can message me, you can leave comments below. I'm here for you. So I want you to just keep that, you know, that statement in your head. You know, what we perceive is what we choose to believe, and then that's what we receive. So if we choose to believe that we have the soul energy that is nothing but loving and kind and is so proud of you for all everything you've done in this world, if you choose to believe that, and you choose to start perceiving your soul energy, and you perceive the soul energy that lives within you, and when you perceive it, you perceive nothing but love, and then you get all the knowledge that comes from that, you will choose the thoughts from your soul. And when you choose the thoughts from your soul, your whole internal state is going to change, and your whole life will change, and what you receive will change, first on a small scale, and then bigger and bigger and bigger. So I hope you really think about beginning to look at how you perceive, and then what you're choosing to believe. Because I really want you to live in an internal state that's much, much better, so much more loving and kind for yourself and other people. So again, to just recap what we're talking about, because I know this can get a little confusing. So basically, what we perceive, what we have been perceiving our whole lives, is what we start to have thoughts about, and those thoughts start to multiply, like law of attraction, like thoughts attract. So how we're perceiving in the world will start multiplying our thoughts like a little computer and get cataloged. And as we perceive, we start to choose. We start choosing, you know, that thought, this thought. This feels real. That feels real. And once we do that, we start living in those thoughts. And once we're living in those thoughts, we start creating from those thoughts. So what we are perceiving, and then what we choose, and it's really important to understand that we're choosing to believe something, because if we don't realize it's a choice, we can't change it. So the spirit world, my soul has always pointed that out to me. You're choosing this. You're choosing this. You know, you're choosing to stay in this internal state. It's not a bad thing. You know, it's not we're wrong. It's just that if we don't want to be in pain or we want to create something different, we have to choose differently. We have to challenge our perceptions and we have to choose differently. And that's so key because often when we have thoughts, we just kind of hang out in them. And, you know, I never realized that I really had that choice and that making that choice creates and changes your life in so many beautiful ways. So that's important for us to realize it's a choice. So perceiving something is just the way we perceive things. And that may not be so much of a choice, but what we choose to believe is our choice. And then what we choose to believe is what we're going to receive. I do feel like it is kind of all three of those things work hand in hand. So the more we start to believe better about ourselves because we are better than we think, then our perceptions will start to change eventually. But generally, we're all of us are working with older perceptions. And the older perceptions, the perceptions when we were, you know, I would say maybe from age 5 and up, because that's when we start having memory, those perceptions are the things that we need to work on a little bit because those are the ones that get in our way. And they feel old, so once we heal them, we can move on from them and then create new perceptions from that point on. Now I know if I walk into a room and it's quiet and people are just looking at me, my first thought isn't, oh, they were talking about me. My first thought is now, oh, I wonder what was going on in here. You know, so my whole perception has changed, but that's because a lot of my belief system has changed. So they do all work hand in hand, and that's maybe where it can get a little confusing, but you don't really have to know any of that. You just have to know that your perceptions, my perceptions, have been way off about myself and people and in many, many ways. And that's good news because if your perceptions are off, you can change it. And you don't want to look that somehow you're defective that your perceptions have been off. It's what we all do. We all misperceive because we're all so sensitive. We're sensitive beings. So when people are moody or when people take out their anxiety or pain on us, we take it very personally. And then we feel not good enough or we feel bad about ourselves. And so it's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault in any of that. And the soul energy will always talk about that. Soul energy will never blame other people. It doesn't blame you and it doesn't blame other people for where we are right now. So that's important. So I was asking my soul spirit energy, well, how could I help people out of this? You know, what would help me? What would help other people? And what they said is make a list. You know, make a list of all the things that you believe about yourself, good and bad. What do you believe about yourself? You know, and really be honest. Do you believe you're a good person? Do you believe you're a bad person? You know, do you believe you're not good enough because you're weak or because you're not successful enough? What are you believing about yourself in your life? And just write them down. Write 5 on each side, your top beliefs about yourself. You know, I believe that I'm not good enough. You know, I believe because I'm not in a relationship, I'm not a worthy person. Or, you know, I believe that because I don't have a lot of money, that somehow I'm inferior to people, that people that have more money are more powerful than I am. If I'm not pretty enough or young enough, that I'm not worthy anymore. You know, write down all of your beliefs. And it's easier to write down the negative beliefs because they're so at hand because so many of us believe so many bad things about ourselves. But also write down the things you believe about yourself that are good, the things that you do like about yourself and you've come to believe, you know, that you're a good person or that you're a generous person or that, you know, you like to look at people in a good way. You like to give people the benefit of the doubt, that you're not selfish, you know, whatever it is that you believe about yourself in a good way. So the spirit world will the spirit world will say about the good and the bad, and this kind of cracked me up this morning as I was going for a walk, when I said, okay, so our good beliefs are right and our bad beliefs are wrong, and my soul said, nope, they're both wrong. They're both wrong. I was like, oh, how could my good beliefs about myself be wrong? That's terrible. You know, at least have my good beliefs are something good about me. And so what I felt from my soul energy is the good beliefs are also wrong, because they're so there. It's just a teeny bit about you that's good, and there's so much more good about you that it's so limiting that you don't see how good you are, and you don't see the depth of your worth and the magnitude of what you could create and what you could do and how beautiful you are, you know. So even our good beliefs about ourselves, my soul has said, is wrong, because it's so limiting, because it's just a little tip of the iceberg of how wonderful we all are. Well, I thought that was really good to hear, and made me feel really good this morning. So I hope that has the same effect on you. So they also said that we can use our good beliefs as a jumping point to realize, yes, we have all those good things about ourselves, and then use it as a jumping point to something better, you know, that use it as a springboard to know that whatever good you believe, magnify that like a million trillion times, and then you might start to slightly get close to the worth that you have when it comes to the eyes of the soul and spirit. And that's just beautiful. That's beautiful to me. So we're so much more worthy, and we're so much more talented, and we have so much more than we would ever, ever imagine. So do that little exercise for yourself, because it'll just help you to see where you have been perceiving off. Where have you been perceiving wrong? And, you know, I find when people are under stress and triggered, that's when a lot of their perceptions that are a little off come out and come up to the surface. So when you're under stress, what do you start thinking about yourself, and what do you start thinking about other people? You know, I have a lot of clients that when they're under a lot of stress, they become a little paranoid. And again, that's okay. It's just how they've been perceiving. And they start thinking that other people are, you know, are talking about them, or they can't trust them. And that's not true. So that you just want to always be challenging those thoughts, or always realizing that's my habit. You know, when I am under a lot of stress, I start thinking this way. Some people, when they're under stress, just have a lot of anxiety. Some people, when under stress, they feel a little paranoid. Some people, when they're under stress, you know, overeat. So we're all doing different things when we're really, really stressed out. So whatever it is that you're doing under stress is coming from where you perceived, and then what you're choosing to believe. So we do have this catalog. We have two catalogs. We have the perceptions of all the things of how unworthy we are. And then we have another catalog of how good we are. And again, the soul and the spirit would say both of those catalogs are not correct. Because if you move out and you put those books away, and you just file those books for a little while, and you just emptied your mind and let your soul and spirit, give your soul and spirit the space to come in, that you would be seeing and perceiving things so much different. You would be perceiving through the eyes of your soul. And sometimes I feel like I'm doing that, but not 100%. And on the days that I feel like I'm perceiving through the eyes of my soul, I feel very blessed and very lucky to know what it feels like when we do pass on into the spirit world, that it is a beautiful place, but that we do need to learn how to, you know, choose our thoughts better. Because even in the world of spirit, we don't have an ego, but we have a mind, and our mind is able to create very, very easily in the spirit world. So if we bring some of this negativity with us, we don't really want to do that, because we don't want to create things that are not true and things that we don't deserve. So it's really good for us to get a handle on this now, and to really see the depth and the greatness that lives in each one of us. So if all of us are really from this one source, if all of us are connected, you know, then how can any part of us be unworthy? How can any part of us be not good enough? So that's where the knowledge that comes in from the soul really, really helps and heals and will support you. This is my cat, Blue, baby Blue. Sorry, he's come for a little visit. will support, you working on new beliefs. Hi. So it's really important. Oh, watch out. It's really important for us to, to really work on this. And it can seem like, oh my goodness, this is so much work. I have so much work to do, but it really isn't. It's just asking for your soul energy for help, your spirit, your soul energy, and then looking at the belief system that you're holding, good and bad, and then to realizing you're so much more than that. So if you hold that idea in your mind and ask your soul, you will get confirmation, and you can ask today. You could say, soul energy, spirit energy that lives within me, I know you're much, much bigger than me. Can you give me a sign that this is all true, that I'm on the right track? And you could even pick a sign that has some meaning to you, and watch that sign come to you all day long. This would just give you confirmation that this is real and this is true. And, you don't want to take my word for it. You have to experience this yourself. And if you're listening to this and you're listening to other spiritual teachers, you're on the right path. You know, these teachings wouldn't come to you if you hadn't asked for them. So whether you're connecting directly to your soul energy or your soul energy is connecting to you through other people, it's all the same. You might be recommended to a book, and that's your soul energy working through other people to give you messages. So anytime anybody's giving you a message of hope or love and that you're good and you're better than you think, that's coming from the other person's soul energy to you. And since we're all connected, it's all the same. So we don't have to work so hard at that. Sometimes I notice when, I'm not maybe in the best place, somebody will recommend a book, and the book is just perfect. It reminds me again to go back into the soul energy and to ask and to really know what I know and then teach from that, And it's the best thing to really live this life through the eyes of the soul, especially when this life is getting difficult. When things are going smoothly, it's easier because then you just feel good. You feel good, and the need to ask is a little bit less. But it's still always important to push ourselves out of these belief systems, because even when we're feeling good, it could be we're feeling good because we just made some money or we lost some weight. So we could be feeling good for those reasons, which are very, very temporary. And the soul's, when we go into that energy, that's not temporary. It's not a temporary fix like the things of this world is. So the more we know that, the more we feel that, the better off we are. So I would totally, give this a shot. And, it can be a little confusing. So ask your soul for help. Ask your soul for clarification like I did. I think it was after one of my sessions yesterday that I was questioning. I wasn't questioning. I was just noticing how people's perceptions were creating so much pain within them, and how their perceptions are so strong that I was having a hard time breaking through them when I was with some of my clients. Like, they think such bad things about themselves, and how to break through that was really, really, I really couldn't. I couldn't really make any headway in that. And that to me, is a little frustrating, because it's hard to see people in pain and believe such horrible things about themselves, and then to see the state that gets created from the choice of those beliefs. So if you are creating an internal state within you that's filled with pain and then getting you to a point where you just hate yourself, you really want to choose something else. And I'll say that to my clients all the time. Do you really, really want to believe these things about yourself? Even if you believe them to be true, do you just want to move out of those thoughts just for a little while and just get back into your life, get back into the present moment? Just get out of your thoughts altogether, is the best answer sometimes. Go listen to music, go for a walk. Just don't let yourself swim in these thoughts that are so bad and then triggering, and then keep triggering this internal state that creates so much pain that some of my clients don't even want to be here anymore. And you know, that to me is so sad and so horrific. And I ask my soul for help all the time for clients that are in that kind of pain. And the soul is always there to help and to help get us these messages. And for me to even do it this way, so that if you know, people can't get into therapy and can't work this stuff through, that there's another avenue, there's other avenues that you can get help. And sometimes just hearing, you know, that any thought that you've ever had, someone else has had, can be enough to make us feel a little bit better. So, you know, I hope this helps. And if you have any questions, if you have anything that you want to hear directly from your soul energy, or that you're getting stuck on, you know, you can email me, you can message me, you can leave comments below. I'm here for you. So I want you to just keep that, you know, that statement in your head. You know, what we perceive is what we choose to believe, and then that's what we receive. So if we choose to believe that we have the soul energy that is nothing but loving and kind and is so proud of you for everything you've done in this world, if you choose to believe that and you choose to start perceiving your soul energy, and you perceive the soul energy that lives within you, and when you perceive it, you perceive nothing but love, and then you get all the knowledge that comes from that. You will choose the thoughts from your soul. And when you choose the thoughts from your soul, your whole internal state is going to change, and your whole life will change, and what you receive will change, first on a small scale, and then bigger and bigger and bigger. So I hope you really think about beginning to look at how you perceive and then what you're choosing to believe. Because I really want you to live in an internal state that's much, much better, so much more loving and kind for yourself and other people. So I hope that helps, and I will talk to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in, and have just a beautiful, beautiful day. Take care. Bye-bye.